How would you respond to forced conversion or die threats? Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Pakistan have something in common, and the fear of death is common in all walks of life except one. Find out more about these and a couple of other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Imagine somebody knocking on your door and telling you to either convert from Christianity to Islam, pay a tax for that, leave the city, or be killed. Then as you leave, all of your belongings are confiscated and you're forced to evacuate on foot. President of Open Doors USA, David Curry, says that's exactly what's happening to Christians in Mosul, Iraq.
You have a tremendous crisis. It's a targeted crisis, which is what makes it so unusual. They are outwardly stating their goal is to push Christians out of the region or to exterminate them. And then they go about doing it, and nobody in the Western world lifts a finger to protect them.
While you may not think you can make a difference, you really can. Support Open Doors Emergency Fund.
We're trying to raise $1.5 million just for the immediate surge to help these refugees. There's 3,000 Christian families from Mosul who are on the run.
Curry says where there's persecution, people are coming to Christ. Pray members of ISIS will too, as Ramadan is coming to a close July 27th. Next, E3 Partners is getting involved in Iraq, too. E3 Partners is in touch with an Iraqi pastor who says Christian families had to flee Mosul with nothing but the clothes on their back. These families are now taking refuge in Kurdish cities. E3 Partners is looking for ways to send help, but Middle East governments are pretty strict when it comes to sending in funds. Will you stand with E3 in prayer? For more details, just go to missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Consider the last time you watched TV. Were greed, lust, envy, and other things commercialized or even glorified? Sat7 Turk, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is introducing Seven. It's a drama highlighting the damage of the seven deadly sins. A Sat7 Turk worker says,
"The church in Turkey really benefits from this. The church in Turkey is very small. Many Christians are living in isolated situations where it's difficult to meet with other believers. Television ministry really is a key strategic way of helping the church."
Here's the main way you can help right now.
Pray that as we broadcast day by day different programs and trying to reflect Christian life in all its fullness, pray that those programs would be helpful to all of the different churches in Turkey and all of the different aspects of their life and their witness.
Meanwhile, what do the people of Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Pakistan have in common? The answer from Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
95% or more are Muslim, and most of those have never heard the gospel.
FMI is gathering support for indigenous pastors who are telling unreached people groups about Christ and planting some churches.
We find the guys who are trained, who are passionate about God's word and want to reach their own countrymen with the gospel.
With financial support from FMI, pastors are able to stay in ministry and still feed their families. Learn more about their work and how it helps pastors at our website. As the last week of Ramadan begins, pray missionary pastors will have a chance to introduce Muslims to Christ.
Muslims themselves are more open to spiritual conversation, especially if relationships have already been built.
And words like Grim Reaper, Great Beyond, the afterlife, oblivion, whoever you phrase it, death is a path we're all facing. New Tribes Mission is reminded of this often in their work. A tribe steeped in superstition believes their souls can be stolen at funerals and other ways too. Can you imagine living in that fear? Well, the fact is, we all face the same fear in some way unless we follow Jesus. Check out our website to discover how New Tribes is bringing truth and security to this tribe. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through some suffering right now? Get the book Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering by Donald Zoller, free from Sat7. It can help you turn suffering from an imposition to a great blessing. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link. It's at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.